Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. I want to tell you today and share with you in God's Word of how that you can be an overcomer in the face of great opposition. Father, today in the name of Jesus, take your word and go into the hearts and lives of people that they may never be the same, that you will encourage them through your word. Encourage them through this message today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, if you're not a born-again Christian, I ask that you take time to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. Ask Him to come into your heart. Confess Him as your Savior. Call upon the name of Jesus, and He will in no wise cast you out. He will save your soul. Today, I'd like to read out of the book of Daniel. I want to read chapter 6, verse 23. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found upon him, because he believed God. I love that part of Scripture right there. As you know, many of you have read this portion of Scripture many times. Daniel, as a young boy, was carried off with many of the Israelites into captivity into Babylon. And Daniel was actually raised in Babylon. And at this time that Daniel faced the lion's den, he was about 80 years old, way up in years. But he had learned over the course of time that a faithful man that will make a faithful stand with God will always be faithfully delivered. You got to know that. A faithful man who makes a faithful stand for God will always be faithfully delivered. God will deliver you. He will not let you down. And the Bible says that Daniel was excellent in his spirit. In other words, he was an honest man, he was a good man, and he was a smart man. God had made him a very smart, wise man. And God had given him favor. He was one of the three governors or rulers over this empire. And he had such favor with the king that the king was thinking about putting him in charge even of the other governors. And they didn't like that because they did not want to give an account to Daniel. Don't that sound like the country today? They don't want to give an account for their actions because they want to do what they want to do. In other words, they don't want nobody to tell them what's right and what's wrong. They want to make their own standards. And when you do that, you're going to end up in a mess and you're not going to be blessed, whether you are individual or family, state or a country. No matter who you are, if you do that, you're not going to be blessed. But then they decided that because Daniel was such a good, honest man, they couldn't catch him in any dishonest ways, but they knew he was faithful to God, so they would try to do something that he had with God to bring him down. And that they knew that Daniel was faithful to pray. So they went to the king and they devised this plan that if anybody prayed to anyone other than the king for so many days that they had to be put in the lion's den. And the king, unknowing what they were plotting and planning and who they were directing it to, passed the law. And of course, Daniel, as usual, the Bible says, when he knew this law was passed, he opened up his window and he prayed three times a day looking toward Jerusalem. Why looking toward Jerusalem? Because God had told him in his word, if you even carried off into captivity, and Daniel knew even in Babylon, God had said that he would deliver him. And he knew that he had to call on someone higher, amen, than who he was dealing with. They threw Daniel in the lion's den. The angel of the Lord came down and shut the mouths of the lion. And then when Daniel, the Bible says in this portion of Scripture, the king brought him up and out. And that's what God will do for you. If you'll make a stand for God, He will bring you up and out, and no harm will come to you if you believe God. I want you to mark this Scripture in your Bible, Daniel chapter 6. Verse 23, it's a powerful Scripture. God will bring you up and out, and there'll be no harm brought to you if you will believe God, like Daniel. And not only was Daniel brought up and out, but his accusers were put down in the lion's den, and guess what? They didn't come out. And guess what? Any nation that tries to stop prayer is going to be somebody that's in trouble. Let's stand faithful to God and pray because God is faithful to heal, deliver, and set free. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and God bless you.